We are in Simin Tofres Tzadi in Hilchas Megillah. We're up to Sif Yud Aleph, and we'll be learning through Sif Yud Dalid. Yesh Limchos, Sif Yud Aleph, Yesh Limchos, Biyar HaKorim, Lenoshim HaMegillah B'Loshin Laz, Af Alpish Eksuva B'Loshin Laz. It is not right for someone to lay in the Megillah in a foreign language for women. Why is this? Because the Bal Kore generally understands Hebrew, and according to the Mechaber, he's not Yotze, and consequently, they're not Yotze either. Second of all, because you're going to have to translate Achashtron and Bnei Aramachim, you're going to have to say in Hebrew because we don't know the translation, and then you're going to end up laying it in two languages, which is also not ideal. Further, the Mishnah Berurah also says, even in a place where they lay on Yudalit and Tesvav, because it's a Suffolk Mukaf, they should be Machmer and make sure they lay in the Megillah in Hebrew both days. Yud Beis. Kara misnamnim. What happens if you're reading it and dozing off? Ho'avalo nirdam b'shena, since you didn't actually fall asleep, yotza. You are yotza. Now, how do we define misnamnim? Misnamnim means if they call you, you'll answer. If they ask you something and you have to think of it on your own, you're not going to think of the right answer. But if they tell you the right answer, you'll be able to say yes to it. In other words, you're sort of there. So there we say, says the Mishnah Berurah, that you have enough kavana even to be yotza the Megillah, and you're paying attention to it. Avalim shoma misnamnim lo yotza. What happens if you heard it when you were dozing off? There you're not yotza, because we assume that you're probably not going to pay attention to everything. You're going to be missing at least letters, if not words. Now, what about someone who's laning misnamnim? So it says that he's yotza, and we assume that he has kavana to begin with. He has kavana to begin with to be yotza. How about kavana to be motzi others? The Mishnah Berurah says that as long as at the very beginning of the laning he had kavana to be motzi other people, the fact that he wasn't consciously thinking of it all the time would not be megareya. You could still be yotza others. That means you could be motzi others simply by having kavana before you start that you want to be yotza them. Sif Yud Gimel, Hayakosva. What happens if someone was writing a Megillah on Purim? Shekorei pasik b'Megillah shu matik b'mena. He was reading from a Megillah, a kosher Megillah, and copying from that. Im kiven libo lotze sidei chavosa. What happens if, as he's writing, as he's saying it, he has kavana that he wants that to be his kriyas a Megillah? So the halacha is yotze. He is yotze. V'hu shetek suva kula lefana b'Megillah shu matik b'mena. That's only if the Megillah you're copying from is complete, meaning it's kosher Megillah. Otherwise, you're laning from a sefer chaser, which is like laning bal peh. V'chein, im hoya magiho. A person is laning the Megillah as he is correcting the mistakes in the Megillah. V'chein, im hoya darsha, or he's reading the Megillah, says a pasuk, and then darshans it, gives you the Torah shebal peh on it. Shekar pasuk v'megillah shleimah v'darsheyu. He's laning from a kosher Megillah, and he darshans it. Im kivan libo lotza sidei chavoso yotza. The Mechaber is saying, if he had kavana to be yotza, the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah is yotza. Now this already is a chiddush, because in the Gemara there are two dais. If you hold mitzvah tzriches kavana, if we hold that every mitzvah, in order for you to fulfill it, you have to have kavana that you're being mekayim a mitzvah now. So according to that day, you have to have kavana to be yotza. Whereas according to the day that mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana, all you've got to do is make sure that you're reading it properly. Here the Mechaber is paskening mitzvah tzriches kavana. This is one of the diyukim the Mishnah Berurah has got, that the Mechaber holds mitzvah tzriches kavana even in a mitzvah derabana. V'lo yafsik ba binyanim acherim, he should not be mafsik with totally strange things, kishedorsha, if you're darshening it. So when you're darshening, you can talk about the drashas and talk about anything related to Purim, but you can't speak about anything not related to Purim. Also lahafsik ba binyanim acherim, because you're not allowed to be mafsik in other things. Now, one thing you have to be careful about when you're writing the Megillah, because when you write it, so you have to be careful to write it in the way it's spelled, not the way it's pronounced. So make sure that when you're reading it as you write it, you're pronouncing it the way it's to be pronounced and not the way it's to be written. Otherwise, you're just not yotze. Further, yudalid. Hakoreis haMegillah tzorach sheyichavon lahotzi hashomea. The Balkore has to have kavana to be motzi, the one he's laning for. The tzorach hashomea lotzeis, and the shomea, the one who's listening, has to have kavana to be yotze. So now he says, Vimkora, Vimakore, Shatz, if the one that is doing the laning is the regular Balkore, Mistoma Daito al Kola Shomim, Afiluhim Achore Beis Akneses. His kavana is probably for everyone who is listening, even if they're behind the shul. Now, the Mishtabura comes out that this is only if you're talking about a Balkore, the official Balkore of the shul. Whereas if somebody is laning for a group of people, he is not the Balkore, we say that he only has in mind for the people he's laning for, and unless he explicitly thinks of other people, it's not, he does not have kavana to be motzi them. This kavana, lotzeis and lohotzi, one has to have from the very beginning. That means if someone remembers in the middle, ooh, I have to be motzi other people, it's too late. What he laned up until that point was not kosher, and he has to go back to the beginning. And of course, one has to listen to every single letter. Now, the shomea has to have kavana to be yotze. What happens if you're just in shul and you didn't think about it? But what else are you there for? The halacha is if you come to shul, that is a statement. Kilo, you're saying, I'm having kavana to be yotze. Whereas if you're not in shul, there you must have explicit kavana or else you are not yotze. Says the Mechaber now, Ein medaktikim beto'u yoseho. We are not medaktik, we are not all that finicky when it comes to mistakes in the laning. The Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, the Dafka betos, shalosh and vinyan echad. That's only the kind of mistake where it's more or less the same idea. Kau uvdo de tre talmide, davayasir kame de Rav. There were two talmidim in front of Rav, chad kore Yehudim, v'chad kore Yehudim. One laned it with just Yehudim, the other one laned it with an extra Yud. V'lo ahadir chad minayu, he didn't make either one of them go back. Because there's no difference. Either in either case, they're referring to the Jewish people. Aval tos acher lo, but another mistake not. So, lahalacha we hold like this. We're talking about the Kriyas and Megillah. If you made a mistake, you have to go back and correct a word even if it doesn't make a difference in pshat. Meaning, even if it doesn't make a difference to the context of the pasuk, if it was mispronounced. Now, lahalacha, if you did mess it up, you would not make another bracha. What happens if you left out a word entirely, but it doesn't make all that much difference to pshat? There, the Mishnah Berurah, although he brings a machlokas, he says you should relane it mikra, then he holds even with a bracha, although some say not. So if you mislaned a word, but it doesn't really make a major difference to the meaning in the pasuk, the word more or less means the same. The halacha is you should lane it over again, because you laned a different word. You should lane it over again, but you should not make a bracha. Whereas if you left out a word, even if it's one of those words that doesn't make a difference to the pshat, you should lane it over again according to the Mishnah Berurah with a bracha, and there are those who disagree.